This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.
And I'm Madeline Brand. Posing as someone else on the internet could now get you some serious prison time. Federal prosecutors in Los Angeles indicted a woman in Missouri for pretending to be a teenage boy on MySpace.
This boy named Josh flirted with 13-year-old Megan Meyer online before abruptly ending the relationship. He said the world would be better off without her.
Distraught, Megan then ran upstairs to her room and committed suicide. Missouri prosecutors could not find any statute under which to charge the woman who is accused of impersonation, and that woman is Lori Drew. So Los Angeles prosecutors have come up with a novel approach, and here to tell us about it is Lori Levinson. She's a law professor at Loyola Law School here in Los Angeles. She's also a former federal prosecutor. Welcome to the program.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Well, why Los Angeles and not Missouri?
Well, because this is a novel case, and the prosecutors found a jurisdictional hook here in Los Angeles. MySpace is located in Los Angeles. The theory is that the defendant defrauded MySpace and the victim by using fraudulent information to pull off this hoax.
Basically, by pretending to be this boy. So, Lori, if the indictment alleges that MySpace has been harmed in some way, well, how has it been harmed?
Well, the allegation is that MySpace has certain rules when you go ahead and use MySpace. You're not supposed to use false information. You're not supposed to use it to get information about juveniles. And by going against MySpace rules, in fact, MySpace in part is like a victim. Certainly their services are being used for this improper purpose.
And do they need to prove any harm? Do they need to say, does MySpace need to say, this is exactly how I was harmed?
I think that all MySpace needs to say, and which they have said because they're cooperating, is, yes, we put certain terms on the use of MySpace. We do that probably, in fact, so that we don't get sued, so that customers don't get harmed, so we can't have people abusing it in the way that's alleged in this case.
So it sounds like MySpace is more the victim when it comes to these charges.
Well, usually under this statute, you would expect the computer service to be the victim, but not really. The way they've constructed this indictment is to say that MySpace was defrauded by the use of false information, but really the victim at hand, the victim of the cyberbullying, was Myers.
So how difficult is it going to be to prosecute this case, do you think?
This is going to be a challenging case because the prosecutors admit there's never been a case like this before, and it's not at all clear that this statute was drafted with this type of case in mind. But they've gone to some of the language. They said that this is a scheme to defraud. They're using the computers. They're doing unauthorized access because they're using false information. And so why not? Why not try and bring the case?
And what will the defense say?
Well, I think the defense is going to say a lot of things. First, they're going to say the case doesn't belong here. If anything, go to Missouri and see if you can make a case there. And the reason they're going to argue that is because the Missouri authorities have already said, we don't have a case. But I think the second thing they're going to say is, this is never what this statute was intended for. This statute was intended for people who actually defraud using the computer, maybe the computer company or businesses. And I think the final thing they're going to say is, what about that First Amendment? I mean, does this mean that every time you tell a little white lie or create a fantasy on the internet, you're going to be charged with a federal crime?
Well, will this crime, because it got so much attention, national and international attention, will this crime prompt states to come up with laws under which people could be charged, and laws, as you say, that could have some First Amendment problems?
Well, it might prompt the states, but I think you're right. I think there are going to be First Amendment problems. I'm not sure how you can carefully tailor a statute that says, look, don't be mean on the internet, but really is clear enough and conforms to the First Amendment requirements. And that's the line they're trying to walk in this case.
Lori Levinson, former federal prosecutor, now professor of law at Loyola Law School here in Los Angeles. Thank you.
Thank you.